Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's that Christmas tradition is to keep up your decorations all through the month of January to the Feast of the Presentation in February. So for those joining us through video or through YouTube, you'll see the Christmas tree here and Christmas decorations still up celebrating the birth of the Lord. So let's encourage you to do the same. Celebrate the Lord, not forget those mysteries once they've happened, but continue keeping them as part of your life and your surroundings, as the church does, celebrating through her liturgy once the mystery has begun and after it's arrived, and then continuing after. So we'll keep doing that up till the 2nd of February. So let's begin in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, we come into your presence this day in this meditation. With our faith, we believe you're here. We believe that you're here present with us in our hearts through your sanctifying grace, through your presence, your Father, Son, and Holy Spirit present in my heart, my soul. So I turn inward and connect with that mystery, that truth, that you are there. I love you and receive you. I hope in your presence, Lord. I hope that you're here with me. I hope in your promises, in your goodness, in your kindness. I hope in that reward that you will give those who love you and are faithful to you and choose you day in and day out in their thoughts, words, and actions. So I hope in that promise. I love you, Lord. I love the gift of your grace. I love your presence and your goodness in my life. I love that you're here in the mystery of Christmas, the mystery of your Son joining us, coming, becoming flesh among us. And I humble myself in your presence. I don't deserve your presence. So many times I've not lived according to your gift, but yet you forgive and you come again continuously. So I thank you for that. And I turn my attention now to the reading of the Gospel of John 1, 19 to 28. And let these words speak to me and try to let them echo in my heart and then pick up what you might speak to me through them. And dialogue with you, reflect, dialogue, let the truth settle in and then respond to it. Let my heart, my mind respond to the truth you're revealing to me today. So this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As Isaiah the prophet said, some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there's one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who's coming after me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. What strikes me as I read this gospel, the whole tone is curiosity about the identity of John. These Levites, these priests sent by priests above them, presumably their bosses, their authority, said, "Go, we're hearing about John baptizing in the Jordan. Go find out what he has to say about himself so that we can judge what we think." So they're coming and exploring all the different possible interpretations of who he is and even asking him to defend, to explain. And he does. And what he reveals is his identity. I am here to prepare the way. I'm preparing the way for Jesus. And he invokes Isaiah. He invokes a prophecy about the preparatory phase for the coming of the Messiah. And that strikes me as part of my role for the souls that I love and serve, is I'm preparing the way of Jesus. Or those preparations that have already come through John, through grace, through the church, through the mystery of how God makes himself present in people's lives. My role is to facilitate that people can open their hearts to that preparation that God's already doing in them. So Lord, I'm before that truth of my role as a preparer, as someone who goes before you in people's lives, or perhaps accompanies, comes alongside what you're already doing, I'm struck with one, gratitude that you allow me to work with you. You allow me to participate in this mystery. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the role and the gift that you've given me, the role I play in other people's lives, and how I can help prepare the way for them to receive your son, to receive you. So I'm grateful. I'm also struck by a desire to intercede, to pray that I can do that well. Pray that I respond to your grace, that I have the right words, that I know the right way to behave and model the presence of Christ in my life so that people are open to receiving it in their own. So Jesus, I pray for that gift. Help me respond to that, the graces you do send to me, so that I can be a better preparer, a better herald of your presence. Guess before that truth, also I'm struck with a desire to repent, to ask for God's forgiveness for when I don't model the way, when I'm not a good John the Baptist to others. When I fall short of that, I'm focused on my own needs, my own desires, and not what do souls need, what does this person need from me, how can I show them love, reflect Christ to them, rather than what do I need from them, what do I need from this situation, focused on pragmatic kind of results and needs. So I want to repent for that as well, Jesus. All these three responses of gratitude, of petition, of repentance are so key for my soul, because each one of them is true. Each one of them responds to a truth, one that I need God's grace, so I intercede, one that I don't always live up to that grace, so I need to repent, and in humility that I do play a role in revealing and preparing the souls to receive Christ. So all of that is true. All that speaks to me as I meditate on this gospel. A second kind of truth that strikes me about this gospel, Lord, is the prophecy that John points to in Isaiah is one that's, his role is crying out in the desert. He's preaching a message of imploring people to prepare, to repent. His message isn't necessarily one of celebration, it's one of warning, it's one of invitation to be critical of their own posture and where they're at. Like, I'm crying, get ready. The way you're currently living is not going to allow you to receive this gift that's coming. So he's somewhat of a shock troop, someone who's calling to re-examine, to be critical of, and to readjust, change that metanoia, that conversion, look in a different way, turn around, look back and see where you've come from and examine, are you where you want to be? Are you behaving in the way that you should be? Step back and listen to your heart. Are you kind of just living on the surface and not really turning inward enough to hear? It's a challenging message that John is giving people, but he identifies with, hey, that's my role. That's what Isaiah said was my role. So that's who I am. I'm not fit to untie his sandal. I'm just at the lowest place here trying to prepare a way for him to step into that humility of John to recognize his need. So Jesus, I also want to ask for that humility today, to play my role, to not shrink from that vocation to call people to reflection, to repentance, to openness of heart. Jesus, give me the grace to fulfill that role in humility and service to you. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you to continue your own meditation along these lines or other words that maybe the Holy Spirit spoke to you through this gospel. Dialogue with the Lord, react with your own heart, converse with him, and then formulate, as we often do at the end of resolution, how will this inform my behavior, my choices, my words, my thoughts today, so that I conform my heart more and more to Jesus and reflect him in the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.